All right, so we're back, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of us struggle with, and that's actually finishing those projects that we're super excited to start. We all have those, right? Those passion projects that we start
Absolutely.
and we get excited about, and then they kind of fizzle out. So today we're using John Acuff's Finish to kind of guide us.
Yeah, it's a really insightful book.
Yeah, he really dives into why we get stuck and how we can kind of break free from that cycle.
It's interesting because he goes beyond those kind of surface level tips and really digs into like the psychology behind our goals. You know, he helps us understand like why we get stuck in the first place.
Totally. And he starts by calling out, I think, probably the biggest project killer for me and maybe a lot of other people too, which is perfectionism. And it's what he calls it, the perfectionism trap, where we're so afraid of messing up that we end up doing nothing at all.
It's like we psych ourselves out before we even begin. Like the fear of not being good enough becomes this wall we just can't climb over.
Absolutely. And he shares this stat in the book, which I found really mind-blowing.
Okay.
He says that cutting a goal in half makes you 63% more likely to finish it.
Wow.
So
That's
it
huge.
really makes you think, right? Like maybe starting smaller isn't admitting defeat. Maybe it's actually the smarter strategy.
Yeah, it's about setting ourselves up for success. You know, when a goal feels enormous, it's only natural to feel intimidated. But if we break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks, suddenly it feels doable.
Totally. So instead of aiming for this massive overhaul, maybe we focus on just one specific area, right? And then another, and we build momentum from there.
And you know what else Acuff says that can be helpful?
What's that?
He says we should embrace imperfection.
Oh, okay.
He even encourages us to like bomb certain tasks,
Okay.
the ones that aren't truly essential.
Wait, so you mean purposefully do a less than stellar job on some things?
Yeah, in a way, because it's not about being lazy or anything like that. It's about focusing our energy where it matters most.
Got it.
Like, remember the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule? Sometimes we need to let go of the things that aren't moving the needle, even if it feels a little counterintuitive.
So are you saying that, like, if we're building a bookshelf, for example,
Right.
that maybe we should give ourselves permission to skip that extra coat of paint if
Exactly.
it means we actually finish the bookshelf?
Exactly. And here's where I think Acuff's approach gets really fun and interesting. He says, if we want to stick with something, we need to find a way to actually enjoy the process. Like, even those mundane tasks can become more bearable if we sprinkle in a little bit of joy.
I mean, that makes total sense. I think about like even cleaning. If I put on some music while I'm cleaning, it doesn't feel like a chore anymore.
It's amazing what a little shift in perspective can do, right? When we connect positive feelings to a task, we're more likely to keep at it, even when things get tough.
So instead of dreading that spreadsheet, I could try listening to a podcast while I work
Yes.
or setting myself up in a comfy spot.
Absolutely. Or even reward yourself with a treat afterward.
Oh, I like that.
It's about finding those little things that make the process feel less like a burden and more like something you actually want to do.
So, we're starting smaller, we're embracing good enough, we're adding in some fun. But what about those pesky inner voices
Oh,
that
yeah.
always seem to pipe up with excuses?
Right.
And Acuff calls these noble obstacles.
Yeah, it's such a great term. He uses it to describe those seemingly valid reasons we have for putting things off. You know, they sound so reasonable. I'm too busy. It's not the right time. But really, they're just clever disguises for procrastination.
It's like those excuses are wearing a mask, making us think we're being responsible when really we're just avoiding the task.
And it makes you wonder what seemingly valid reason are you using to avoid working on that project you've been putting off?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Could it be a noble obstacle in disguise?
Yeah, I know I have a few of those lurking around.
You too.
But even beyond those obvious excuses, sometimes there are those deeper unspoken beliefs that can hold us back, and Acuff calls those secret rules.
Yes, these are those ingrained beliefs, often stemming from our past experiences, that whisper things like, I'm not creative enough, or success always requires struggle.
Yeah, they're like invisible barriers preventing us from reaching our full potential. But Acuff challenges us to really examine these secret rules. Are they actually true? Are they just limiting beliefs that we need to rewrite?
I love that he suggests confronting them head on.
Okay, how do we do that?
You know, ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this belief? What if the opposite were true? Sometimes simply questioning those rules can be the first step toward breaking free.
It's like realizing that the monster under the bed was actually just a pile of laundry.
Exactly. Once we shine a light on those fears, they lose their power.
Totally. And one of the best ways, I think, to combat these negative beliefs is to focus on the positive, and specifically on the data that shows us we are making progress.
Yes. Data is so powerful.
Acuff is a big believer in tracking our wins no matter how small.
It's like keeping a scorecard for our goals.
Right.
Right? By visually seeing those achievements.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a tiny step forward, it reinforces that feeling of accomplishment.
Totally.
And it keeps us motivated.
And you don't need fancy tools for this, right?
No, not at all.
He suggests simple methods like a journal, a spreadsheet, or even just tally marks on a piece of paper.
Exactly. The key is to find a method that works for you and stick with it.
So even something as simple as just jotting down, wrote 500 words today or spent 30 minutes brainstorming can have a huge impact on how we feel about our progress.
It's about shifting our focus from what we haven't done to what we have accomplished.
Right.
And that can be incredibly powerful in building momentum.
It's like those fitness trackers that show you how many steps you've taken.
Yes.
Seeing that number tick up can be so motivating.
Absolutely. Even if you're not running a marathon yet.
Right.
Small wins lead to bigger victories.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's not about suddenly becoming a superhuman achiever.
Right.
It's about gradually building the mental stamina to actually see things through.
That's a great way to put it. It's about developing that inner strength, one small win at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of another point that Acuff makes, which I think is so important. And that is, you know, it's okay to be imperfect.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, he has a whole chapter called The Day After Perfect.
Yeah, that's so true. Because let's face it, none of us are perfect.
Right.
And we're bound to hit a snag or two along the way.
Absolutely.
What matters is how we handle those setbacks.
Yeah, he says that instead of beating ourselves up over those inevitable stumbles,
right,
we should look at them as opportunities to learn and to adjust our approach.
It's about adopting a growth mindset, right? Mm-hmm. We can reframe failure not as the opposite of success,
okay,
but as a stepping stone on the path to achieving it.
Wow, I never thought about viewing failure that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of liberating.
It really is. And Acuff injects some humor here too.
Okay.
He encourages us to laugh at the ridiculousness of our own failures.
Okay.
Helps us detach from the negative emotions and just lighten the mood a bit.
Yeah, I can definitely see how a little laughter can help when you're feeling discouraged.
Right.
It's like a reminder that we're all human and it's okay to make mistakes.
For sure.
So speaking of getting back on track,
Acuff
offers some really practical tips.
He does.
For those moments when we have veered off course.
Yeah, what does he suggest?
So what does he suggest?
He recommends starting with something small and achievable. A quick win to rebuild that sense of momentum.
So if I'm feeling overwhelmed by a huge project, I could start by just decluttering my desk or tackling a small but essential task.
Exactly. Something to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, just get the ball rolling.
It's all about creating a sense of forward movement.
Right.
Even if it's just a baby step.
Right. Oh.
And once you've got that initial win under your belt, it becomes easier to tackle the bigger things.
He also talks about the importance of having a finish line friend.
Yes.
Someone to share your goals with.
Right.
Who will hold you accountable.
Social support can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Having someone in your corner cheering you on and checking in on your progress can make all the difference.
It's like having a workout buddy.
Exactly.
They motivate you to show up even when you don't feel like it.
Yes.
And they celebrate your wins with you.
Sometimes that external encouragement is all we need to push through those moments of doubt.
Totally.
And stay committed to our goals.
So if we connect all of these insights back to our listeners, what's the key takeaway here?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that finishing isn't about having superhuman willpower or some magic productivity formula.
It sounds like it's more about understanding ourselves and our tendencies and putting strategies in place that work with, not against, those tendencies.
Yeah, it's about embracing those imperfections,
setting
realistic expectations and finding ways to actually enjoy the journey.
Right.
And of course, having that support system to cheer us on along the way.
Yeah, and remembering that every step, no matter how small, is a victory worth celebrating.
Couldn't agree more. And to help you take that first step, I want to leave you with a thought.
Okay.
Think about a project that you put aside.
Okay.
Something you were really excited about.
Yeah.
that never quite finished.
Oh, we all have a few of those tucked away, right?
Exactly.
The unfinished novel, the half-painted canvas, that business plan just gathering dust.
Exactly. Now, here's the challenge. What's one small step you could take today to reignite that motivation and move closer to actually completing it?
It doesn't have to be huge, right?
No, not at all.
Maybe it's spending 15 minutes brainstorming or gathering the materials you need, or even just pulling out that old project file and reminding yourself why you were so passionate about it in the first place.
It's all about breaking that inertia, shifting from thinking about finishing to actually taking action.
Yes.
Even the smallest step can create a ripple effect.
Totally.
Leading to bigger and bolder strides forward.
So there you have it. Our deep dive into the art of finishing, inspired by John Acuff.
Yes.
Hopefully you've walked away with some solid strategies and that you're feeling inspired to tackle those unfinished projects with renewed energy.
Remember, progress over perfection.
Yes.
Keep it fun.
Yeah.
And celebrate those wins, no matter how small.
And we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What resonated with you most from this deep dive?
Yeah, what project are you committing to finishing?
Share your thoughts and experiences with us on our website or social media channels.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy finishing. It sounds like it's more about understanding ourselves and our tendencies and putting strategies in place that work with, not against, those tendencies.
It's about embracing those imperfections, setting realistic expectations, and finding ways to actually enjoy the journey. And of course, having that support system to cheer us on along the way.
Yeah, and remembering that every step, no matter how small, is a victory worth celebrating.
Couldn't agree more. And to help you take that first step, I want to leave you with a thought. Think about a project that you've put aside, something you were really excited about but never quite finished.
We all have a few of those tucked away, right? That unfinished novel, the half-painted canvas, that business plan just gathering dust.
Exactly. Now, here's the challenge. What's one small step you could take today to reignite that motivation and move closer to actually completing it?
It doesn't have to be huge. Maybe it's spending 15 minutes brainstorming or gathering those materials you need, or even just pulling out that old project file and reminding yourself why you were so passionate about it in the first place.
It's all about breaking that inertia. Shifting from thinking about finishing to actually taking action.
Yeah.
Even the smallest step can create a ripple effect leading to bigger and bolder strides forward.
So there you have it, our deep dive into the art of finishing, inspired by John Acuff. Hopefully you walked away with some solid strategies and that you're feeling inspired to tackle all those unfinished projects with renewed energy.
Remember, progress over perfection.
Yeah.
Keep it fun and celebrate those wins no matter how small.
And we want to hear from you. What resonated with you most from this deep dive? What project are you committing to finishing? Share your thoughts and experiences with us on our website or social media channels. Until next time, happy finishing.